This is Classical 90.5. You just heard a work that was named as a finalist in the student division for the American Prize. It was Aaron Mencher's Uncertainly Yours. The work premiered at the Atlantic Music Festival this past summer. New music is the focus on Mizzou Music this week here on Classical 90.5. My guest on Mizzou Music this evening is Jacob Gottlieb. He's the managing director of the Mizzou New Music Initiative. He's been on the ground here in Columbia since last July and now has a semester under his belt managing the initiative here at the MU School of Music. I recently visited with Jacob by phone from Louisville, Kentucky, where he was spending winter break. Jacob, thanks for making the time to visit today.
Thanks as always for having me, Trevor. It's always a pleasure.
So you've been at it for a semester now. Tell me about your what you found, how things have been.
So things are going very, very well. Fall semester is thankfully significantly quieter than the spring semester because all of our events actually occur in the spring. So fall gives us a good chunk of time to actually kind of prepare for them, gear up for them, get all the pieces in place for everything to drop once the new year starts. And there are lots of exciting events that are happening. The comp weekend is happening on April 15th. That's our Creating Original Music project. The Missouri Composers Project concert will be also occurring in March or April, and we're just about to get the winners of that competition soon. And of course, we have just determined our 8 resident composers for the 2017 Mizzou International Composers Festival. So as soon as I get back to campus, I'll be very busy gearing up for that as well. A couple things that happened in the fall that I'm particularly proud of. We managed to form a collaboration between the composition students and the documentary journalism students. So a couple of our students will be doing the sound and the music for their documentary journalism projects, which is particularly exciting. And then we're already gearing up for next year. So in the fall of next year, the Jack Quartet is going to be on campus in October, and there are collaborations in the works between our composition students and the Missouri Contemporary Ballet, and possibly the New Music Ensemble and the Art Sound series in Kansas City as well. So lots of exciting things are in the works.
Now, when I emailed Jacob a few days ago and said, I'd like to talk to you for this week's Mizzou Music, he stepped up to the plate in a big way. I asked for some of the highlights of the past semester and what to look forward to in the next year. So we're going to dive into that and focus on some music that is new, is having its world premiere, or is recently composed music that will be heard for the first time on the Mizzou campus coming up in the new semester. When I think of composers in my mind, it's usually sort of because of my own bias. It's somebody from the 19th century with a white powdery wig on who's been dead for 200 years, or at least it's a full-fledged adult, somebody who's got years of writing under his or her belt. Here's somebody who's about 20 years old. Tell me about Mencher and his process and what he came up with in Uncertainly Yours.
So as you mentioned, Aaron is a sophomore composition student. He's originally from outside of Atlanta, Georgia. And this past year has been a particularly big one for him, thanks to this piece, Uncertainly Yours. It's won numerous awards and performances. It was premiered just last summer at the Atlantic Music Festival, and then the Mizzou New Music Ensemble performed it on campus in October. And finally, it was the winner of a competition sponsored by the Boston New Music Initiative and was performed there in November. So it's a very successful piece for Aaron, and we're very, very proud of what he's accomplished with it. The piece is scored for a mixed quintet consisting of flute, clarinet, violin, cello, and piano. This combination is a common combination in contemporary music. It's known as the Pierrot Ensemble, after the Arnold Schoenberg work Pierrot Lunaire. And this particular piece, Uncertainly Yours, has a kind of wistful, unrooted feeling about it. The piece is about searching for a home. So Aaron wrote it shortly after he moved to Columbia from the home where he grew up outside of Atlanta. And he found himself experiencing this uncertainty about what home is or what it means to him. So you can hear in the music that it consists of a series of sections in which are searching for a stability that it only fleetingly finds. So in the end, it doesn't particularly resolve itself, but it more explores the idea that home is a feeling of stability and rootedness that is very local and is very fleeting, and it can be found only in kind of these small little snippets here and there.
Jacob, talk to me about Dustin Dunn's style and what we hear in the next work of Stained Glass and Hymnody.
Dustin is another one of our students. He's a junior composition student, as you mentioned, and he's also had a particularly big year with this particular piece. This piece was the winner of the Young Artist category in the MTNA West Central Division. The MTNA is the Music Teachers National Association. And thanks to this piece, Dustin is a national finalist in this competition. And so this piece of Stained Glass and Hymnody will be performed in March in Baltimore, Maryland.
Music there from MU junior composition student Dustin Dunn of Stained Glass and Hymnody, performed by the Mizzou New Music Ensemble last March 22nd. That work made Dunn a national finalist in the Music Teachers National Association. It already won the Young Artist category in the MTNA West Central Division and will be performed at their national conference this next March in Baltimore. It's a focus on new music. Output from the MU School of Music in the past year, as well as works that will be performed by visiting composers coming up in early 2017. I'll have more of my recent conversation with Jacob Gottlieb, the managing director of the Mizzou New Music Initiative, coming up after Illegal Cycles from Jose Martinez. Martinez is a recently graduated Mizzou composition student, currently working on his doctorate at the University of Texas, Austin. Here is the Mizzou New Music Ensemble with Jose Martinez, Illegal Cycles. Thanks for tuning in to Mizzou Music on Classical 90.5. You're listening to Mizzou Music on Classical 90.5. That was Illegal Cycles, performed by the Mizzou New Music Ensemble, written by recent MU graduate Jose Martinez. Jacob, you had some time interacting with Martinez while he was here, and he's gone on to pursue his doctorate at the University of Texas, Austin. Tell me about Jose Martinez's compositional style and what we heard in Illegal Cycles.
So Jose is originally from Colombia, the country of Colombia, not the city, and he has a diverse musical background, including jazz and Latin jazz and salsa, and also he had a long stint playing the drums in punk and metal bands, and all of those influences kind of come together in Illegal Cycles. In fact, the drumming that you heard on this recording is Martinez himself performing with the Mizzou New Music Ensemble. Illegal Cycles is also scored for that Pierrot combination that we heard in both the Aaron Mencher work and the Dustin Dunn work, that is flute, clarinet, violin, cello, piano, and percussion. And in this piece, Martinez really is trying to reconcile all the various aspects of his musicality. So he describes this piece as, you know, having two incompatible musical worlds juxtaposed. On the one side, you have the European avant-garde or modern classical world, and then on the other hand, you have the salsa and Latin jazz world. And at first, those two worlds seem to exist independently, kind of within the same space. But eventually, they start picking up words from each other and learning each other's language and attempting to communicate in whatever way that they can as the piece goes on. So in many ways, this work is both a metaphor for and an exploration of Jose's diverse musical influences.
Jacob Gottlieb is my guest on Mizzou Music this hour. We recently visited by phone, where he was home in Louisville, Kentucky for the winter break. Jacob, talk to me a little bit about Don Freund and his output and the work that we're going to hear next, No Pressure to Be a Giraffe.
So as you mentioned, Don Freund is a professor of composition at the Indiana University, and he is the father of Stefan Freund, our professor of composition at Mizzou. He will be in residence at Mizzou at the end of February. So at least one work, possibly two, will be performed by the Mizzou New Music Ensemble, and he will have a lecture and master class with our composition students. And Don Freund's work tends to be very gestural, kind of playful, lots of very kind of clear shapes and a variety of colors. So this particular piece, No Pressure to Be a Giraffe, was inspired by a painting by Chris Silva, who is an abstract artist, called There Is Often No Pressure to Be a Giraffe When You Are Not One. And so Don Freund saw this painting, which is largely a mix of geometric shapes and gestures, like the kind you'd see in Kandinsky or Paul Klee. But hidden among the abstraction is a giraffe, just kind of incongruously there, kind of buried amidst the shapes. So for Don Freund, that was an incredibly inspirational kind of image. And so you hear in the piece these gestures and phrases that are inspired by the abstractions in the painting, but feature the kind of light touch and surreal humor that's expressed by the painting's titular giraffe. You also hear that the cello in this piece has a particularly prominent role, which kind of led me to think that maybe the cello plays the role of that the giraffe does in the painting.
That's Jacob Gottlieb. He's the managing director of the Mizzou New Music Initiative, talking about a visit upcoming from Don Freund. His No Pressure to Be a Giraffe is up next, performed by the Indiana University New Music Ensemble. We've got Lewis Goldford's Travertine Hybrid No. 3. Following that, it's performed by Marco Fusi. Goldford will be visiting the University of Missouri campus this upcoming February. We'll talk about that in just a few minutes. Guest on Mizzou Music this hour is Jacob Gottlieb, Managing Director of the Mizzou New Music Initiative. We round out Mizzou Music on a Wednesday evening with a work from Georg Friedrich Haas.
Georg Friedrich Haas is a world-renowned composer, one of the most prominent composers alive and working today. He is a professor at Columbia University, and he is one of the two distinguished guest composers for the 2017 Mizzou International Composers Festival. So what that means is that he will be present for the duration of the festival, and both Alarm Will Sound and the Mizzou New Music Ensemble will perform his works. Additionally, the eight resident composers that we have chosen will get to study with him and work with him during the course of the festival. So Haas is one of the foremost practitioners of a school of contemporary music called spectralism. So that has been an influential approach over the last 40 years, and spectral composers like Haas are concerned with blurring the distinction between timbre and harmony, or at least to draw our attention to the fact that characteristics like timbre and harmony are not as separate as we might be led to believe.
My guest this hour has been Jacob Gottlieb. I appreciate your time, Jacob, and enjoy the rest of your holiday break and safe travels back here to Mizzou for the beginning of the winter semester.
Thanks so much for having me, Trevor.
We can look forward to another installment of the Mizzou International Composers Festival this July. One of the distinguished guest composers for the festival this year is Georg Friedrich Haas. Here is his Aus Freier Lust Verbunden, performed by Collegium Novum Zurich. We'll wrap up Mizzou music with that here on this Wednesday evening. For everyone here at Classical 90.5, my name is Trevor Harris. I thank you for listening.